Backers of a transgender bathroom law are scrambling to collect enough signatures to get the issue on the ballot this fall. The measure, Initiative 1515, would restrict which bathrooms transgender people could use here in Washington. Supporters say this would protect children. But does it protect transgender kids? A Seattle mom using the pseudonym Marlo Mack produces a podcast called How to Be a Girl. In her latest episode, she weighs in on the proposal.
My friends from other parts of the country are surprised when I tell them that there's a campaign here in Washington State to pass a bathroom bill like the one in North Carolina. I have to admit that I was surprised, too. We're generally a fairly liberal, left coast state, especially on social issues. The bathroom bill here is Initiative 1515, which makes it legal to prohibit transgender people from using bathrooms and locker rooms based on their gender identity. Instead, they'd be required to use facilities that align with their biological sex. The initiative also contains a provision that says parents can sue schools if they learn that their child has been in a bathroom with a transgender child. As a mother of a young child attending Seattle Public Schools, this got my attention.
How would you describe the city we live in?
It's big and it's interesting.
That's my daughter. She's 8 years old.
Deer and there's trees all
and she just finished second grade.
And there's grass.
She's a pretty typical 8-year-old girl.
Yeah. And then it comes two dolphins?
Yes.
She's got long hair, bright eyes, lots of energy.
And let's pretend we're like two chickens.
And lots of friends. She also happens to be transgender.
Well, transgender is when, for example, your kid is born and you think it's a boy. But it feels like a girl.
When she was just 3 years old, she told me and her dad that she wasn't the boy we thought she was.
What's your favorite thing about being transgender?
My favorite thing about being transgender is that I'm myself now.
What's the hardest thing about being transgender?
People might tease you.
My daughter is extremely discreet. Every time she uses the bathroom, she double checks to make sure the stall door is locked tight.
Do you have any advice for kids who are transgender?
And the care that my 8-year-old takes when she gets dressed in the morning.
Well,
breaks my heart.
If you're a girl with a penis and you want to keep it privately, I think a good idea might to be wearing dresses.
What my daughter wants more than anything, and what I want for her, is to just be a regular kid.
Slip, slide.
One of the gang of girls on the playground, giggling and chasing the boys. That's why we decided to keep her transgender status pretty quiet. Only a handful of the staff at her school knows that she's transgender. We've also told the parents of her closest friends. But no one else has a clue. Which means that the other kids at school would be extremely confused if Initiative 1515 passed and she was required to use the boys' bathroom.
Do you know what a bathroom bill is?
Yeah. Where you flush a bill down a toilet. Just kidding. When they don't let people go in certain bathrooms.
The initiative offers one alternative for a child like mine. She could use an entirely separate bathroom from all the other kids in school, like the nurse's bathroom. I have lots of friends whose trans kids have been given this option. In almost every single case, it's a disaster. The other kids don't understand why one of the girls can't use the girls' bathroom. They ask a lot of questions. The transgender kid stops using the bathroom at all and just holds it, or breaks down and refuses to go to school at all.
What would you say to someone who says, if you have a penis, you're a boy?
And say, how do you know? It's not a rule.
I'm really not sure what I'll do if the initiative passes. If it does, any parent who thought their child had been in the girls' restroom with my daughter could sue the school for $2,500, plus monetary damages for all the, quote, psychological, emotional, and physical harm suffered, end quote, by their child. From having been in a bathroom with a child like mine.
Upstairs to kiss her.
To kiss her mama.
Oh, that's nice.
It's one thing to read about other places where things like this are happening. North Carolina feels pretty far away. It's another thing to know that it could happen right outside my own door, in the community I grew up in. the community where I always felt I belonged and was welcomed.
How would you describe the people who live here?
I think a lot of them are very good people.
My daughter doesn't know about Initiative 1515.
Do they treat each other well?
She's young enough that I've been able to keep it from her.
Very well, yes. So far.
The initiative backers are collecting signatures now.
We are love. We are one. We are
they have until July 8th to collect around 250,000 signatures. If they do, it will be on the ballot this November.
We are how we treat each other, nothing more.
That's a Seattle mom who calls herself Marlo Mack. KUOW has been helping her produce her podcast, How to Be a Girl. You can find it wherever you download your podcasts.